In this country, there's a long and not particularly honourable history of economic nationalism and the rather ugly subtext of racist dog whistling that goes with it that crosses all lines of party and ideology. So nobody should feel less than a weary sense of deja vu all over again when Winston Peters was all over the media this week denouncing the potential sale of a majority of Auckland International Airport shares to evil foreign interests. Meh, it must be a day with a Y in it, an election cycle winding up, and Winston First being regularly outpolled by the margin of error. What did knock me out of my jaded stupor was this, as reported by the Herald's Paula Oliver on Wednesday. The New Zealand First leader drew attention to the fact that United States politicians moved last year to block the sale of some port operations to a group from Dubai. The US politicians were concerned that the move posed a risk to national security and cited the 9/11 Commission report, which stated that two of the September 11 hijackers were United Arab Emirates nationals, Dubai as part of the UAE. Now, I'm not naive enough to be shocked that Winston would play a pretty nasty race card and cite one of the more ugly instances of bipartisan election year vote grubbing in the United States as an authority. What really scared me, yet again, is that media folks who should know better, like 3's John Campbell and National Radio's venerable Jeff Robinson, let him get away with tarring anybody as terrorists by association. Then again, let's take Winston at face value. I came to the studio today on a train service that is operated under contract to the Auckland Regional Transport Authority by Veolia Transport New Zealand. It is a subsidiary of a multinational Paris-based corporation loaded with dirty froggies who have their garlicky fingers in strategic assets from gay Paris to not quite so gay Papakura. There's a serious debate to be had around any sale of the Auckland International Airport to anyone. And there are certainly some romantic souls who would like to see the entire transport sector renationalised. But serious debates require serious people floating serious ideas. And if you think Winston Peters and Barry Curtis qualify in any sense, then the terrorists have won without doing a damn thing.